Fiona Kelly is here again with It Says in the Papers.
How do you like them apples? That's the lead headline in today's Irish Sun, which in common with four of today's other papers leads with yesterday's ruling that Apple must pay €14.1 billion in tax to Ireland. The Irish Times focuses on the potential impact on foreign direct investment, while Finance Minister Jack Chambers yesterday pushed back against the suggestion. An unnamed figure within government is quoted describing it as a blow to the FDI friendliness of Ireland. The Irish Examiner builds its lead story around Jack Chambers' assertion that the windfall won't result in any budget giveaways. The Irish Independent, which in a headline over its lead editorial this morning refers to it as the rotten apple deal, takes the line in its lead story that the issue of how to spend the money will feature prominently in party manifestos ahead of the general election. The Irish Daily Mail reports that the government was left surprised and shocked by yesterday's court ruling. And in a letter to today's Times, James Aitken from Dublin quotes Patrick Kavanagh as he notes how news of the ruling came appropriately enough on an apple-ripe September morning. As for this morning, Limerick curler Kyle Hayes is pictured coming out of Mallow District Court yesterday on the front of today's Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror. The 26-year-old was disqualified from driving for 2 years after he was convicted for speeding. Pictures of Geoffrey Donaldson leaving Uri Crown Court yesterday are carried on the front of today's Times and Belfast Telegraph. And the Irish News leads today with newly unearthed documents which reveal that talks were held between Loyalist and Republican paramilitary leaders inside Lonkesh Prison at the height of the Troubles in 1976. The Independent and Star both use the phrase Greek tragedy in headlines related to Ireland's 2-0 defeat last night at the Aviva Stadium. And the Star also gives front page coverage to the new Saipan movie, which is currently being filmed around Dublin. The paper's pictures of Aina Hardwick, the actor who's playing Roy Keane, wearing a flat cap and jacket similar to those worn by the footballer as he walked his dog Triggs back in 2002. And a lookalike for Triggs also features in that photo. Although the print editions of today's papers were put to bed before last night's televised debate in the US, Kathy Sheridan has a piece in the Times about the US media's practice of sane-washing much of what Donald Trump has to say. The phrase, coined recently by New York Times columnist Paul Krugman, relates to how, in summarising concepts put forward by the candidate in his speeches, commentators make them seem a lot more coherent than they actually were. A further delay to the 1916 museum on Moore Street, which is originally due to open in the year of its centenary, is covered on the front of the Times. And finally, The Star has a story about 24-year-old Olivia Humphrey from Limerick, a product design and technology graduate who's just won the Dyson Award for Innovation for a portable scalp cooling device she has invented for people undergoing chemotherapy. Olivia, who got the idea when she was visiting her mum while she was receiving cancer treatment in hospital, has also just been offered an internship with a medical company in Galway to develop her product.
Fiona, thank you very much.